The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which met in Paris last week, sent its gravest message yet regarding global warming on Friday. This group of scientists and climate experts concluded with at least 90% certainty that greenhouse gas emissions from human activity, as opposed to natural processes, were warming the planet. These threaten drastic changes which could have far-reaching consequences for the future of mankind. Czech delegates also took part in the meeting and have stated that they hope this will spur further discussion at home. Jan Wellinger has more.
The findings by the IPCC, the International Panel on Climate Change, may be bleak, but they have elicited promises within the international community to begin serious negotiations on how to put a stop to global warming. Experts make clear no such effort can be successful without strong commitment. But that is not to say global warming is without its skeptics. Speaking on the subject in the past, some, like Czech President Václav Klaus, have suggested that there were issues of far greater priority. He's not alone. Reacting to the IPCC's findings, the president's spokesman, Petr Hayek, stunned some observers by suggesting in an interview for the online Czech server IDNES that those who believed human civilization was responsible for global warming were naive. A little earlier I spoke with Civic Democrat Senator Bedřich Moldan, an ecologist and former environment minister who was part of the Czech delegation in Paris. I asked him for his view.
I must say that I am not very happy with the reaction of certain politicians and people in this country, because they still regard the work of the IPCC scientists as just a group of people who are not too relevant, and this is an enormous mistake. This is really a work of basically the whole climatologist and other scientist community, which is very, very thoroughly reviewed. The results, for instance, from the previous study, that is the 2001 study, they were absolutely conservative, absolutely cautious, and this is the same with these results. To my opinion, the discussion should be what we shall do with that, how much economic resources we should devote to that. These are the discussions. Start the discussion here.
Bedřich Moldan says that in the past, the Czech Republic not only met but surpassed emissions caps required by Brussels, but says that in effect the country needs a far more comprehensive strategy when it comes to the environment. The senator expressed some confidence that the new Civic Democrat-led government, which includes for the first time in the country's history the Green Party, will face questions of the climate head-on. But even more important will be the role played by the EU.
Certainly, there must be also taken into account the approach and the attitude of the European Union, which is rather strong in this respect. The changing and evolving position of the European Union, and we are certainly part of it, and certainly must react to that.
Ecologist and Civic Democrat Senator Bedřich Moldan, ending that report there by